This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Staying with energy-related news, OPEC meets tomorrow. Oil prices and production levels will be right at the tippity-top of their agenda, and there isn't a whole lot for the cartel to be thankful for along those lines. Never mind that it's not actually their holiday anyway. Crude prices have been falling and hard, down another 40 cents today to $77 and change a barrel. And there is some chatter out there now that what with all the new U.S. production online, OPEC's best, most influential days are behind it. True? Not true? From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
OPEC on the wane? Analyst Bob McNally at the Rapidan Group has argued that for a while. In his view, it would be the third cartel-type group in history to peak and then decline. The first?
John Rockefeller and Standard Oil in the late 1800s, who came along and thoroughly, some would say brutally, organized and controlled the pipelines, the refineries, then the upstreams. And he brought stability to what was in the beginning wildly gyrating prices.
Of course, trust busters broke up Rockefeller's company. And then came Cartel 2.0, the Texas Railroad Commission. Starting in the 1930s, it pulled various levers to control prices. The key was having so-called spare capacity. When prices rose and threatened to turn away consumers, the commission brought more oil to the market and softened the prices. But by 1972, supply tailed off. There was no spare left.
What that meant was we were losing our ability to control the global oil price and to stabilize the market. And that signified the transfer in power over to OPEC.
Over to OPEC. Now they controlled supply and price. Some of us remember OPEC's Arab members cutting off the U.S. in 73. Analyst Jamie Webster at IHS Energy says a big moment lately came when OPEC withheld more than 2 million barrels of oil from the market every day. That was 2008. And that boosted prices quickly. Still, he says the world has changed. For one, embargoes are history.
The oil market has turned into a real global, truly global interconnected market. You can't just pick a country and say we're not going to deliver oil there. Somebody else will.
And many OPEC members today are drilling much less oil. In the meantime, a competitor showed up. Fracking in America coaxes oil from shale rock. And shale oil has helped push today's prices down. And the more they fall, the more likely shale could tail off and bounce the prices back up. In other words, we, the U.S., may be the new price controller.
This massively undermines the OPEC nations.
That's Ian Bremmer at the Eurasia Group. Now, low prices hit all sellers, but Bremmer knows that OPEC members like Saudi Arabia, they rely much more on selling expensive oil than the U.S. does.
And the Saudis are trying to fund, places like Egypt and Jordan to maintain stability in the region, so they can't really afford to try to drive prices down to compete with American producers. And so that means that the United States is in the driver's seat, right?
Right. Well, let's check in with some non-Americans. Robin Mills at Menar Energy in Dubai is calling hyperbole. He spoke by Skype.
I don't think we need to talk about anything like a new pricing order. There's certainly no kind of grand scheme behind this. It's the simple working of the market and of economics.
As he sees it, this is just another bout of low prices, which key OPEC countries can weather.
They still have enormous sovereign wealth holdings that they can draw on for years to come to prop up a deficit. And of course, they can borrow. I mean, there's nothing magical about borrowing.
And nothing new about a new supplier on the block. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.